Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
It's been a good year. It's been a hell of a year for the stock market and the S&P, especially. S&P rose to a 20-month high. So with the soft landing in sight, any advice for those who missed out on this year's bull run?
Invest for the long term. I don't have a sexy, salacious answer. Stop waiting for the right time to get into the market. Listen to the advice given here on the show and buy every month. I think there will be a soft landing for those who are rich or well-to-do. And if you're underneath a certain income level per year, maybe less than $200,000-$300,000 a year, there won't be a soft landing. And I keep saying the market is rigged to permanently stay up. I know everyone has heard me say this before, but if you, and we talked about this at the JP Morgan event, if you keep missing out on the right time to buy property, to buy crypto, to buy stocks, to buy businesses, you're going to get priced out. And if you wait for another 4 or 5 years, like next year would be the 4-year anniversary, talk about naysayers. Imagine how much money you would have now if you invested from the time the show started in March of 2020 through now. My biggest piece of advice is if you have missed this bull run, stop missing, invest every single month. Put 50% of your money into the market, because whatever business you're in, you're not going to get 20% return on what you're investing in. Usually Apple's up 50%. Amazon's up 75%. Nvidia's up, I think, 230% for the year. Quit missing out. Well, you don't need more advice. You need more books. I know y'all want Q&A to come back, the call-ins to come back. Call in and put in chat, how much money have you invested this year and what is your return? Just stop missing out on the bull run.
Stop missing out.
There's a big piece about just showing up and doing the work every day.
Yeah, that's great. When you just said that, I mean, the beginning of COVID, or what we kind of saw as the beginning almost 4 years ago, which is crazy. That's like, that's a whole presidential cycle inside of itself. But you're right, man. That word soft landing, we've been talking about it all 2023. For some of the population, it is going to feel like that. And then when you look at the unemployment numbers from last week, like you said, it increased higher than they thought. And so there are, unfortunately, people who have lost jobs. Yeah. But this week will be very telling, I think, when every month when we talk about those key economic indicators. CPI will be coming out this week. The Fed is going to talk about this week. There's a chance that interest rates might actually get lowered. More predictions that they're saying maybe 3 to 4 cuts by the first half of next year.
That's needed.
Which is needed, right? And that can help people, you know, having more money in their pockets when we're talking about the price of inflation, the cost of the middle class population. It you feel it. You definitely feel it. But for the stock market, when we're talking about rates being cut, this looks, if we are invested, like you said, if you've been investing since 2020 mm-hmm. or even prior to that, when you hear interest rates are going to get cut, and you know that we talk a lot about companies that rely on lower rates, specifically in the technology sector, that's music to your ears.
To the moon.
You're thinking, oh, this is great, right? Because we know what happens when rates get cut. The price of operations go down. The price of employees, everything
goes down. The cost of capital goes down.
Everything goes down, which brings in more profit for the companies that you invest in. So yeah, the top seven, I mean, from all sides,
it's going to get bigger.
It's going to be a bigger year. And that's just for the first half of the year. You know, Dave, even some of the projections for the second half are still, you know, outstanding. But the first half of the year, from everything that's being projected, it looks positive, man. Mm-hmm. Soft landing indeed for some of us.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.